Good evening, this is Skitch Henderson, and I'm here in Monitors Radio Central in New York, and this evening I'll be hosting you to some of the finest music in the world, conducted by the greatest maestros of our age on Monitors' Monday evening concert. First, though, our Monitor Beacon takes us to Hollywood, where Groucho Marx invites you to play You Bet Your Life. What's the secret word for tonight, George Fenneman?
Ladies and gentlemen, the secret word for tonight is shoe. S-H-O-E.
Really? You bet your life.
The National Broadcasting Company presents Groucho Marx in You Bet Your Life, the comedy quiz show transcribed from Hollywood. And now, here he is, the one, the only...
Well, here I am again with a chance for each of our couples to win up to $10,000. And if any of them say the secret word, they'll win an extra $100.
And Groucho will meet our first couple in just a moment.
You
suggested last week, we asked Mr. and Mrs. Leon Silver and their six children to come back tonight, and I'm sure that they'll sing us a Christmas song or two, and they're here, and they'll be on a little later. But right now, I'd like to introduce Mr. William Teal Cale and Miss Bonnie Scott. So, folks, you've been pleased to meet Groucho Marx.
Welcome to You Bet Your Life. Say the secret word and take home an extra $100. Good evening.
Thank you.
Bonnie Scott and William Cale, huh?
Yes, sir.
Well, Bonnie, you are Bonnie, real Bonnie, and Bill, you are too. How old are you, Bonnie?
18.
Well, you're a fine-looking girl.
Thank you.
Do you have a job?
I'm a singer and dancer and actress.
Oh. Actress? How long have you been an actress?
Well, I started studying dancing when I was 2.5. Mm-hmm. And singing when I was 8. And acting, I guess I started when I was 15.
In other words, you've been learning to be an actress for 16 years.
Just about.
You realize it only takes 7 years to become a doctor? And only 9 years to be a plumber? It actually only takes 8 years to be a plumber, but it takes 1 year for him to get from his place of business to your house. We get a number of letters in the next few days from the Plumbers Association. And you're William, too, huh?
Yes, doctor.
Well, how can you be two when you're only actually one?
Well, that's my family name.
The family?
That's my Chinese family name, Chu.
You had two mothers and two fathers?
Just one.
So where is your home? In Shanghai?
No, I was born in Manila.
You were born in Manila?
Yes, right now I'm living in Los Angeles.
Are you married?
Oh, I'm very much married.
What, well, how does very much married compare with just being married? I mean, I don't understand.
I've been married for 13 years.
Uh-huh. How is your marriage working out, dude? Do you fight much?
Well, minor skirmishes, but no major battle.
Well, how do you settle arguments in China?
Compromise.
Well, like how? I mean,
let's say
you had a bitter fight about something. Your wife wanted more money than you think that she ought to have.
Well, we said a compromise, you know.
Well,
like,
how do you do this?
I like to have a dozen kids, you know.
And you like to have what?
A dozen children.
A dozen
children
you want?
And she wanted only 8.
Uh-huh. So you got together and compromised?
Yes, that's right.
Well, that's interesting. Well, how many did you wind up with?
8.
You know, I remember in school the Missouri Compromise, but the Chinese Compromise is a new one on me. Why did you come to the United States? To get on the other side?
My little girl is coming to stay for show business.
Oh, you have a little girl here that is going to be in show business?
Yes, she came with her.
Oh, how old is your daughter? As old as Bonnie?
No, she's
younger.
A little younger. She's 5 years old.
What does your daughter want to do in show business, Joe?
She plays the piano.
Has she had any experience before the public?
Oh, yes. She appeared in Ed Sullivan's show, Danny Thomas' show, and Jimmy Durante's show.
I assume she's standing in the wings. Why don't you trot out and bring her in? Huh?
Okay.
Your name is Bonnie too?
Jeannie too.
Jeannie too, huh? Do you speak English, Jeannie?
A little bit.
Uh-huh. Well, you are a little bit. Well, we ought to get along fine. I don't speak too much English either. Now, can she do anything else besides play the piano?
Well, impersonate people.
She does impersonations, huh?
That's right.
You let her do an impersonation and we'll see if we can get it.
Huh?
Do something, huh? You go out front. We don't have a piano up here, but Bill, you tell Jenny to stick around.
All right.
After the quiz, I may want her out here again. Bye, Jenny. All right, well, let's play your best of life. George, would you bring in the question box, please? The honest one. Now, what category did Bill and Bonnie choose?
You selected cities or foreign countries, right?
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Bonnie, pick a question.
You understand how to play the game, right?
Yes.
You're taking a $300 question, and you know they're the hardest.
Here are the cities, Pretoria and Durban. D-U-R-B-A-N. You tell me what country that is. Pretoria, P-R-E-T-O-R-I-A, and D-U-R-B-A-N. What's the country?
D-U-R-B-A-N?
Yeah. You don't know guess.
Ireland.
You're pretty close. It's the Union of South Africa.
Well, I said those are the hard questions.
We told you those were the hard ones.
Now, you have three more questions to make $500.
Now, don't get discouraged.
$200?
All right.
For $200, here are the cities. Bonn, B-O-N-N, and Cologne. What's the country?
Germany
is right. Now you got $200.
Three more hundred, and you'll get a chance at the big money at the end of the show. Another $200 question.
For $200, here are the cities: Auckland, A-U-C-K-L-A-N-D, and Wellington. What is the country? Wellington and Auckland.
New Zealand.
Talk it over. New Zealand is right, but on the next question, talk it over first, because you might have a different answer.
You now have
$400. You need 100 more to get a chance at the big money. Here are the cities, Salzburg and Innsbruck. What is the country? S-A-L-Z-B-U-R-G, I-N-N-S-B-R-U-C-K. Name the country. Isn't that where they had the famous
festival? What did you say?
Austria is right.
Yeah. It means you've got a chance at 2, 5, or 10 at the end of the show.
Now, ordinarily, we wait until the end of the show before you get a chance at the wheel. But we've got something special going tonight. So we're going to give you a crack at the big money right now. I have here a question, and I will see how much it's going to be worth. You pick a number for a total of $10,000. Any number from 1 to 10?
3.
Put up a 3, George. Now, you pick a number for $5,000.
8.
Put up an 8. Now, your numbers are 8 and 3. If any other number comes up, the question is worth a total of $2,000. Whatever you win is your total for the night. Okay, one of you spin the wheel. Your number was 8 and 3, and it came up 4. You can't get closer than that. So this question is worth a total of $2,000. As a result of one of the great engineering feats of our time, the Great Lakes are now open to ocean-going traffic. For a total of $2,000, what is the name of this waterway that connects Chicago with the sea? Talk it over. All right, what's the answer you decided upon?
Lake Michigan.
No. I'm sorry, it's been on the front page almost every day. It's the St. Lawrence Seaway, and there it is. I'm sorry you missed it, but thanks. Good luck, and a happy new year. And stick around, because we have something coming up again that I think you'll enjoy.
In just a moment, our second couple will join Groucho to play You Bet Your Life.
The best things in life are free. And that's so very true of the better-than-ever entertainment that's yours on radio these days. Take, for example, the popular quarter hour of country music's best that's known as the Red Foley Show, presided over by a fella who's the past master of all things musical in the way of favorite tunes, old and new. But since it's his show, let's let that gentleman himself tell you about it.
Joe, my friend, you twist a mean phrase there. And friends, what our show boils down to is that we try our level best to include the songs and the singing stars that you want most to hear. I guess, Joe, that's our story in a nutshell.
Well, we could talk all day and still not give you the full idea of the homespun, easygoing flavor of the Red Foley Show, if you haven't already heard it. So do just that. Hear it. Hear the Red Foley Show every Saturday.
Rocco, last week, Leon and Shirley Silvers were on our show with their wonderful family of six children. And all of us, including our audience, wanted to see them again. So we invited them back, and they're here tonight, the Silvers family.
Welcome back. Well, Leon, you and your family were a smash last week. Do you know that?
Thank you.
How does it feel to win $100,000 on a quiz show?
Well, actually, it was only $2,000.
Did you have to say that? Couldn't you? $2,000. Well, that's not too bad. What are you planning to do with all that money?
It's gone.
You mean my check bounce? Where'd the money go?
Well, we paid some of our bills. We got our automobile fixed. We paid off the insurance premium. We vested the kids. And we got a half a cow for our freezer.
You bought half a cow? Well, there's six kids in the family. I hope you bought the half that gives milk. Charlie, didn't you and Leon even get a souvenir for yourselves with part of that money?
Well, yes, we did. As a matter of fact, we did better than that. Finished paying for the last baby.
Oh, you don't have to worry about making that last payment on the kid. There are very few finance companies will repossess a baby. Well, they'll take everything else, I must say. Well, you've done an inspiring job of raising your family. You have wonderful-looking children. Santa Claus has got a real surprise for you tonight. George, Mr. Fenneman, would you come out here, please? You remember Mr. Fenneman?
Yes.
Leon, you and Shirley are such a nice family, I've decided to give you George for a Christmas present. Now, George, have you got surprise number one?
I think I have.
Why don't you give it to the post? Read it out.
Pay to the order of Leon and Shirley Silvers. $500.
That's right.
Oh, my goodness.
We gave you that so you can buy a present for you and your wife. Sacrifice is all right, but you can overdo that, too.
Well, I don't think you can offer due sacrifice for a wonderful family.
Yeah,
but
that's quite true.
I would.
But I didn't see any reason why you had to humiliate me in front of
you.
All parents sacrifice. That's all they do.
Yes.
Now, for the big surprise, George and I have been doing quite a bit of snooping the past week. We're expert snoopers. And we learned that this musical family that spends so much time singing doesn't even have a piano. Now, Shirley, do you think the family would like a piano? Huh?
My goodness, of course.
Well, do any of you play the piano?
I do.
You do?
My husband doesn't.
Would you all turn around towards and face this? Everybody, the little ones too, all turn around. That is our Christmas present to the Silvers family. Shirley, what do you think of your new piano?
Oh, God.
I'm sure you're going to get a lot of fun out of it. How about letting Jenny, too, break it in for you? Jenny was pretty fine. Could you send out Jenny, too? And her father come out here? And bring Bonnie Scott, too. George, haven't we got some business to take care of while everybody's getting ready?
Yes, Groucho. In fact, this would be a very good time to hear from one of our sponsors. We'll be back with Jenny, too, and the Silvers family and Groucho in just a moment.
Bill, what do you suggest that Jenny play for us?
Well, she just cut an album. The name is All
This.
She
just cut a tooth the other day.
All This and Jenny Too.
All This and Jenny Too is the title?
That's right. And she plays Mozart, Brahms, Chopin, and also strings and jazz.
Oh. Well, what does Jenny like to play?
Jenny likes to be the piano.
She wants to play the piano.
Look, that's there.
Plastic Rock.
Oh, she wants to play Plastic Rock.
Now, how do you say that in Chinese?
Play
Jiao Gui Jiao Gui. And put some soy sauce on. We have two more to get the shrimp. Elvis, it's your turn. Leon, if I remember correctly, you like to write original music for the whole family to sing, isn't that right?
Yes, I do, Grandpa.
Well, have you got something Christmassy that you could do right now?
Well, I think we have. Valencia, tell Mr. Marks what you're going to sing.
Christmas Tree.
You're going to sing Christmas Tree?
Yes. Jenny, here's the key.
Christmas. God's tree. Please walk free. Twas a Christmas morning with all the beautiful Christmas tree. Jesus and Martha
is transcribed in Hollywood, produced by John Goodell, directed by Robert Dwan and Bernie Smith, music by Jack Meekin. This is George Fenlon pointing out that beginning January 8th, Groucho and You Bet Your Life will be heard on radio every Friday night on this station. Remember, Groucho will be on radio every Friday starting January 8th.
This is the NBC Radio Network.